time, weather, and...
The following topic is intended to be for entertainment purposes only.
For our listeners out there, what you are about to hear is all true accounts. We don't want to infringe on your ideals. So in the end, what you believe is yours to decide. Enjoy.
Welcome to GVEC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers. Stay informed about GVEC news and projects and catch up on the latest happenings at the co-op and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVEC team. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning GVEC Unplugged podcast. In the spirit of spooky season, we will be getting unplugged and visiting the unknown. On this episode, we will be discussing with our guests their thoughts, ideas, and experiences with things that are out of this world. We will also have some audio evidence that will blow your mind. I'm Gunnar Cantu, communication specialist and your host for today's podcast. So sit back, look up, and get ready for a wild ride. All right, so let's get started. Let me allow my guests to introduce themselves. She's no stranger to the Unplugged podcast. Our first guest...
Rachel Rendon. I'm a work order coordinator in Gonzales.
What does a work order coordinator do?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything comes through me. Like, it gets started in the customer service, and then it gets to us. We push it to someone else, comes back to us, goes to someone else, comes back to us.
Wow.
Who is our next guest? Featured on an episode of Jeopardy, he's no space cadet. It's our very own...
Hey, everyone. I'm AJ Lotta. I'm a system administrator. I go between the walk, and I'm here at Seguin as well.
What does the system admin do?
So I work with the IT department. We overlook the servers and make sure all our systems are up and going.
So you look at all of our emails? Cool. So we sent out a survey a few weeks ago, and we got some really great results. And I think I'm going to have Sherry go through some of those results throughout the podcast. Take it away, Sherry.
We asked three questions on the survey that we sent out. The first one was... Do you believe that we are alone in the universe and that life only exists on planet Earth? Most people, 80% of the people surveyed, answered no, there is more life out there. The remaining 20% of people were pretty much split on saying yes, it's just us, or they're not sure.
Thank you, Sherry. And let's get started with some rapid fire questions. Back to you, Sherry.
DB Cooper. Did he make the jump out of the airplane successfully? Yes or no?
Yes.
100%.
I don't know who that is.
Honest answer.
Now, I've heard about him on Coast to Coast.
Elvis, dead or alive?
Dead.
Alive and the janitor at Graceland.
Living off the fat of his planet.
Nice. The moon landing, did it happen? Yes or no?
Suspect.
No.
Yes.
JFK assassination, one shooter or two?
Two.
Multiple.
And not the one you think it is.
AJ said multiple. I agree with multiple.
Okay, so even more than two. Area 51 cover-up, are aliens or a UFO concealed there? Yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And absolutely.
Is the Earth flat or round?
Oh, it's oval.
Oval?
Round.
It's not flat or oval. We'll just go with that. It's a rectangle.
Just kidding. It's like parallelogram.
Okay. The Malaysia Airlines flight, MH370, in 2010, it disappeared. So where did it go?
Smokescreen.
Smokescreen for what?
I don't know.
I don't know where it is, but I think that there's like those three businessmen that were on there or something. And so give another guy the exclusive patent to whatever they were building.
Ooh, I've never heard of any. I just thought it disappeared, like crashed and burned up.
So there's like these four guys that started a company, and three of them were on this flight, and it wound up being like a multi-billion dollar company or something.
Golly.
So he got the full company when they all died. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this. That's some Batman Bane stuff right there, man. It's
like,
wow.
It's like the Titanic and the Olympic or Olympia or whatever it's called. Like that the Titanic didn't really sink.
I feel like I'm more educated now. Here's and I have more questions.
Here's a conspiracy. Could Jack have fit on the door?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I think the answer was Rose was 27. And Leonardo DiCaprio only dates 26 and under. Hey-oh!
That's all the questions.
Wow, thank you. That was fun. Did we win or?
You're all winners.
Yay, millennials. Appreciate you, Sherry. We're going to summarize your beliefs. Would you say you're a skeptic or a believer? AJ, you first.
I would say I hover somewhere in the middle. Being a Libra, I see both sides to the story. And so, I think that there's more to a lot of stories, but I don't necessarily go all the way off the deep end.
I gotcha. Libra. That's where it is, brother.
Heck yeah.
Fist bump.
Fist bump.
And how about you, Rachel?
Oh, it's so funny that you brought up your sign because I'm not into signs.
I know it's for weirdos, right? I'm just kidding. Any of you astrology people out there, it's just a joke. I am just kidding.
Someone told me the other day, Aquarius, they're like, oh, Aquarius are super into like conspiracy theories. Like they're down for whatever conspiracy theory you're going to throw at them. And I was like, yeah, that's about right. Because I would say I'm a believer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take it with a grain of salt. So like, there's things that I believe, but I'll be like, well, you know, it's possible.
Anything's possible. If there's some logic behind it, it's more believable. So through and through, I'm a skeptic. But for the most part, I look for the logic. And the only logical thing that I can say has evidence supporting it is probably aliens. But that's about it. Like ghosts, like cryptozoology, pass, moving on. But if you believe in that stuff, I would love to discuss it with you and tell you how wrong you are. Just kidding. But for the most part, I am skeptical through and through. One of the questions that she talked about or that we asked on the survey is, do you believe that we are alone in the universe and that life only exists on planet Earth? What say you there, AJ?
So I definitely think there's other life out there. I think it would be kind of naive to think that we're the only ones. Whether or not we can get to them or they can get to us, I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, so I guess that's kind of where I land.
What about you, Rachel?
I believe that there is other life out there for sure.
Where's out there, though? What are we talking about here?
Other galaxies, because, I mean, the stars, they go on forever, so.
Those are just projections from a giant projector.
Could be.
In a volcano. Y'all didn't know that?
I'm down for that conspiracy as well.
Awesome.
I mean, if the Earth is flat, that would make sense.
There is a theory that I heard that aliens are so advanced that if they wanted us to see them, we would see them. So they like move around about what we'll get into that later. Sherry's back with some more survey results.
Question 2. Do you believe that creatures exist, such as Bigfoot, the Chupacabra, or the Loch Ness Monster? And the answers were just about split down the middle on this one. 45% of people say they're real, and 39% say there's no way they're real. And a good portion, 15%, say they're not sure. So they just might need some convincing there.
Appreciate you, Sherry.
So I personally, I don't know about the land creatures, but I think there's definitely things in the ocean that we have never seen before, just because there's
like
just
that.
So much about the ocean we haven't seen. But the land ones, I think they would have popped up by now.
For sure. About you, Rachel?
All of them. Land ones, I believe in Bigfoot. You can't come at a Quero girl and ask her if she doesn't believe in the Chupacabra. Like, we are the capital of the Chupacabra.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, he's out there. Like, if the ocean is so unexplored, like, there's, like, Canada and mountains all over the place.
No one's seen Canada before.
People, like, tundras and, like, he could be out there.
I'm going to tell you right now.
He could be out
there. We would have found him by now.
No, I don't think
we have thermal
footprints all the time.
I will That's say
and then
that
there's
there
like photos and people hear things.
There's always, I want to touch one. Why haven't we been able to touch one yet?
He doesn't want you to touch him.
No.
Or I
will say that there are a bunch of caves and cave systems that people or creatures could go into. Like I saw a thing on Instagram where it showed the like dots of like the most missing people. Mm-hmm. In the United States.
They're all in the national park.
And it's all where, like, the most cave systems are.
Wow.
So probably over here in the natural caverns or something. There's
sounds
probably
like,
something there.
Sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus to me.
Yeah.
It's spooky season. Yeah. You like that pun? Anyways, I think that if Bigfoot exists, we would have found one by now. Chupacabras are just mangy dogs. I've seen, I mean, come on now.
No, they did the DNA test on the one that they found in Quero, and it wasn't a dog.
What was it?
It had coyote DNA, but that's only part of it was, the other part of it was
mangy dog.
Undecided.
Oh.
It could have been a crackhead dog.
And I've seen that one. I've seen the stuffed one at a festival, and then I've seen one on the road before.
True story. I think I saw one too, but the skeptic in me is like, no, that was just
pet it.
It was doing, like, me and a couple of coaches were coming back from a game in Woodsboro, like out there in South Texas, and we saw something hunched over without any fur, and it looked like a creature from another planet. And when it picked its head up, we all just went maybe about 15 seconds down the road, and none of us spoke, but we all knew we saw it. And then one of the coaches said, "Did you just see that?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think that was just like a..." Honestly, it looked like a deer that had been like hurt or something and didn't have any fur, but I don't know. Who knows? The skeptic in me does not want to believe that that was a chupacabra, but who knows, man?
Maybe. I mean, you can't pet it because it would suck your blood.
Mm, true. And everything's
been Bambi with alopecia or something.
See, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's more logical than a chupacabra to me.
Okay.
I mean, did you see teeth?
Yes, I did.
Really?
And I saw a spine too, which was weird, but you know, what? I'm telling you, I think it was just a mangled up deer. And then everything about the deep sea, we know because of SpongeBob. Like,
that's true.
There is an episode where he goes down to the deepest part of the sea and, you know, he explains it all. Yeah. So what else?
No.
Everything's there.
No.
Okay. So in conjunction with the survey we sent out, I have some short answer questions for you guys. Do you guys believe in conspiracy theories? Let's start with you, Rachel.
Oh, yes.
No. Moving on. AJ.
Absolutely. Like, which one? Which one?
All right. There's Area 51, the moon landing, exists. Malaysia Airlines.
There are aliens at Area 51.
Everybody knows
for
that.
For sure. Moon landing? Not so sure. Because Neil Armstrong went on Jimmy Kimmel and was like, that's all fake. They didn't, like, he said it himself that they weren't there filming it.
First off, Jimmy Kimmel's fake.
Well, yeah.
That's a conspiracy. We won't get,
like,
I'm just
celebrity
kidding.
Conspiracy theories because, yeah, that's a whole other thing. But, like...
No, I truly... I agree with you. I do believe Area 51 is hiding something great. If you haven't seen the Bob Lazar documentary, I suggest you watch it. He talks about... He's been interviewed since the 80s about technologies that have been since then released and basically admitted by the government that these existed. And he's basically like, I've been talking about this since like 1988. And he said that there are aliens there. It's a crazy documentary. It's on Netflix. Bob Lazar, go check it out. What about you there, AJ?
Yeah, I definitely have my handful of conspiracy theories I believe in. Like the moon landing, I go back and forth between whether or not we actually went there or if there's actually aliens already there. Just because... There's that theory or that story that Neil Armstrong switched to the medical line to say, like, they're here, they're watching us.
Yeah.
And then, like, Buzz Aldrin's, like, all but confirmed it as well.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that we faked it, but it's kind of hard not to believe that either because of the technology that existed when we landed. What was that, 1963 or something, 1965?
Sounds about right.
Who knows? Nobody really has memory of from back then. But it's just we have more technology in our pockets than they did the entire like control center then. So it's like, why aren't we?
Yeah, it's like made out of like tinfoil, like a warming blanket, like those metallic warming blankets is basically what it's made out of. Like, how did that?
Have you ever been on a plane?
Yeah, I've been on a plane. They're rickety.
That's
they're
literally
very,
just a thin sheet of metal.
Very
when you think about it, it's a little scary, huh?
Yeah.
What year was it, Sherry? 1969. And since then, we've had like 14 iPhones that all work the same. You know what I mean? Androids that can calculate and see the moon. Like I can literally pull out my Android phone and take a picture of the surface of the moon, and we can't send people back there.
Well, like, so they're exploring that again right now. They're talking about going back to the moon, and they're saying we're going to do some exploratory missions where we got to see about radiation and things like that. But it's like, if we've already been, wouldn't they have already figured that out?
Maybe.
You know, like, wouldn't we already have kind of like the handbook to get us there again? But we could do it better with better technology.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so, I'm not saying that we didn't, but it's kind of hard to argue against at this point.
Suspicious.
Is that your go-to, like your favorite conspiracy theory, or do you have another one?
The other one I think is funny more than anything is probably the lizard people. Mm-hmm. That kind of ties into the Freemason. But there's a video of Justin Bieber when he got arrested for DUI where he's waiting to be sentenced and he has like these weird lizard eyes that happen. It looks kind of doctored, but
the Queen.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, the Queen
was a lizard.
The Denver airport, I think, some old pictures.
I had never heard of that until 25 minutes ago. So we're going to talk about that a little bit.
I can't wait for that one.
All right. So do you guys get these conspiracies from like the dark web or movies or what are we looking at here?
I would say YouTube mostly.
YouTube?
Like the internet, just people talking about stuff, Reddit.
Yeah. Just like watch documentaries or something and it'll spark something and then it'll take me down a rabbit hole and I'll learn something completely else.
Speaking of documentaries, do we have any favorite horror movies or documentaries that, you know, you want to talk about briefly? What's your go-to now that it's spooky season?
I don't enjoy scary movies. So I watch them because my husband's obsessed with them.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan. They make me angry.
Angry?
Yeah. Like, okay, so if I...
Why are you walking into that dark basement?
Yes.
That kind
of
angry?
A genre of spooky movies that I would prefer to watch would be like the kind of spiritual haunting ones, like Conjuring, those kind of things. All the other ones, I'm just angry. Like,
don't be dumb.
They're bitten. Don't bring them into your house. Like, don't stop. Shoot them in the head. Like all that kind of stuff. That's probably a little bit morbid for a company podcast. But yeah, so they just make me angry. I don't like scary movies. Like Michael Myers, so annoying.
Yeah, like he died like 57 times already. Anyway.
And the storyline changes every single time.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. And we keep giving them our money.
Lori's his daughter, or no, not his daughter, his sister. And then no, she's not. What's up with Halloween 3? Like the masks.
Now, Halloween End or something. This is the 58th chapter to the Halloween series.
Too many. For me, probably the scariest movie is the opening scene of Bambi.
Oh, gosh. And then,
I mean, with hunting season coming around, I'm sure a lot of people
that opening. Really,
yeah.
That's your second Bambi reference in this podcast already.
I already said Bambi once.
Yeah. He said a Bambi with alopecia.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I guess
go for four.
I got deer on my mind.
Disney conspiracies.
There we go.
Oh, those are good.
Yep. Is that it? Do you like horror movies? Do you have a favorite one?
If I had to say a favorite one, it would probably be The Hills Have Eyes.
Ugh.
That one, just for whatever reason, if it's on during this time of year, I'll watch it.
Okay. So like typical gore / horror. Yeah.
Nothing scary.
I like the ones that are rooted in truth. Like I cannot get interested in things that are just pure fantasy. If there's not like a true storyline behind it or based on a true story, I'm not watching. You guys believe in witches, ghosts, mermaids, Sasquatches? Sasquatch for the, I guess, Quero people.
Yeah, I'm not a big ghost guy. Although I will say with like Interstellar and stuff, I'm starting to think more about like interdimensional type things.
Yeah.
So I guess like I'm warming up to the idea of ghosts or something like that, but...
What do you mean, like, interdimensional? So you don't think that they're actually spirits from...
Yeah, so I think, like, you know, if you were to watch, like, Doctor Strange and, like, the multiverse and stuff, if you were to layer dimensions on top of each other, I think that's where the ghosts and those paranormal things start to show up.
I gotcha.
So I'm warming up to that idea the more and more we learn about, like, science and wormholes and things like that.
See, when I throw a wrench into that,
yeah, please.
That whole spoke thing is like, why do we always see ghosts with top hats? Why don't we see like T-Rex ghosts?
Yeah, the period piece ghost.
Victorian
era.
Why can't we see Henry from, you know, he used to work at HEB for 30 years, you know what? It's just always the top hat guy or the lady in white. I just never hear any realistic sighting.
Because they didn't have a lot of dyes back then. You had to be really rich to afford dyes. Gotcha. So everybody's wearing white.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You? Do you believe in witches, ghosts, mermaids, or Sasquatch or anything?
Yeah. Why you even ask? Yeah. All of the above. Yes. Witches, sure. I think that there are witches out there.
Modern day witches?
Yeah. Like, I don't think Salem, like, I don't think those people were witches. I feel like they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if you go to New Braunfels Walnut after midnight, you might see one.
But I don't get into like the witches too much. I do believe basically ghosts, like more of a spiritual thing. So like, I don't think that's why, like the top hat situation. I don't think that like if I died right here, that I would be haunting this room. Like, I don't think it's going to be my ghost. Like, I think that there's spirits out there and that they're just kind of like playing with our minds to be like, oh, it's me, grandma. So that you kind of like talk to them.
Turn up the heater.
Because like once you like communicate with them, like you, then you're inviting them to stay. It's kind of like the whole like vampire welcome, come in type thing. Like they're just maybe like evil spirits that are
attaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard you guys had some stories to tell in the air and you don't mind sharing.
Yeah. You want to go first?
No, I got Rachel on my script for
Rachel goes first. Okay. I mean, where do you start? So I think in my survey, I kind of like leaned into that. Of course, I believe in spirits because I was on the Spirit Podcast and I had a whole ghost story. And my ghost was not wearing a top hat. He was probably from like the 80s.
Wearing a Astros cap.
So I didn't see him, but I would assume he was going to be in a patient nightgown because it was in a hospital and he was telling me that he was sick. So not all ghosts wear top hats.
So this ghost told you he was sick? Is that what you just said?
Oh, you haven't heard that podcast?
No. So if you haven't heard Rachel's previous story, now is a good time to go listen to that one. We'll provide the link below.
Link it.
Link. Click on the previous Unplugged podcast from last October, the one that caused the controversy. Two Octobers ago. Tell us your story, Rachel.
So UFOs. So no one believes me because the picture quality was horrible. 2010 on my Sony Ericsson, but I was driving over on 183 going towards where the stock is now. It wasn't there back then. So it's like an overpass going over the railroad tracks. And in the sky, there's like this gray, kind of like a tungsten carbide colored material. So it wasn't like glossy. It was kind of like an eggshell. Like it had a sheen to it, but it was like dull. Anyways, it'd be like as big as if you were holding a golf ball out in front of your face. Like you just stretched out your arm, like that's how big it was in the sky, but it was pretty cloudy, but like there wasn't like, it was not raining or anything like that. So I don't have a picture, the Ericsson phone.
How convenient.
I know, I know. But I did show it to Abraham, my husband, in control center. He can validate that it was a real picture. Now he didn't believe it was a UFO. He thought it was like a plane or something just like hanging out there. But yeah, it was just hovering there. And I literally like, I drove underneath it and didn't get a picture of it then because that's not safe. I'm on the safety committee and we can't be taking pictures.
You hear that, Bobby?
Window. But like I saw it go over my car, like, but it stayed hovering over this overpass. And yeah, it was really weird.
How long did this all take? Like when in real life?
I mean like seconds. Like you're just driving over this overpass. I mean the speed limit's like 60. So I was like, it happened.
What'd you do afterwards?
I just went home and I showed Abraham. Like just look, this thing hovering. Like, so the prison is nearby.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like, it was, you know, could be anything. Could have been a bug on your windshield or something from the prison, like a helicopter or something. I was like, no, it was like just hovering there. Like it didn't move at all. And it was weird.
Sounds like a bug.
It's weird. It wasn't a bug. It was a big bug.
And did it do anything else?
It just sat there.
Yeah. And were there lights?
There was no lights. It was like kind of like a walnut shape. Like it was bit narrower on the one side.
Are there water towers in Cuero?
There are, but they're not in the middle of the highway.
Well, maybe it was an illusion.
Could it have been a drone?
I don't know. They didn't have drones in 2010. Unless so it was like a government drone. Like,
what is this photo we're looking at right now?
So this is a photo in
Mexico. And we'll go ahead and share this with everybody when this podcast comes out.
We were in the Walmart parking lot in New Mexico. And I had seen this like thing in the sky. Obviously much farther away. And it kind of, this did zigzag, like it flew off to the side. And I was like, what was that? And my cousin and my husband were there and they're like, what? I don't see anything. And then it popped back. And I was like, I'm going to take a picture of it. So I went to pull out my camera and it disappeared again. And then I was like, what the heck? And so I stood there for a minute. It came back and I took the picture. So it's not moving in the picture because they didn't have live photo back then. But yeah, so it was just this really weird. And that one was very like spherical, like it, you zoom in, it's kind of like roundish,
yeah,
and white, maybe like a really shiny silver. Yeah, it just zipped around a little bit, and So that direction. Now I will say this: Abe said that that's the direction of the border, and that it had something to do with like border security. But I've never heard of like a border balloon or like something monitoring the border. And why would it be zipping back and forth that quickly?
Good questions. I totally believe both of your stories, 100%. But
like, what does it mean?
But the skeptic in me, just I want to 100% believe. I don't want there to be holes in everything. Like, I want somebody just to prove it to me. So, yeah, that's why I asked all these questions.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it was an alien.
Yeah, it could.
It could be the government.
Great story, Rachel. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Fact or faked? I don't know. Let's ask our audience. You guys comment. We'll probably post this on Yammer or something, and you guys let us know whether you believe Rachel's story or not. Do you have a story for us, AJ?
Yeah, so mine's not firsthand, but...
Okay, moving on. Are we going to get copyright infringed for this?
I don't know. Probably not.
Go ahead and share it, man.
No, so I grew up in Southern California, and...
I'm sorry.
I know. I know. I have to...
Welcome
to
Texas.
I can't stop myself from bringing it up. I'm sorry. And so a part of it was... A part of growing up out there was... there was a big deep sea fishing community.
Okay.
So there was a lot of going out on like 2-3 day boats mm-hmm. where you're looking for tuna. And so you're a couple hundred miles offshore and, you know, the sky is very bright with stars on a clear night. And so everyone's up waiting for fish to bite and, you know, you start telling fishing stories. And naturally it kind of progresses to weird things that people have seen out there.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff in the water, you kind of just like brush off and you're like, oh, that was a whale or, you know, a porpoise or something. Mm-hmm. But some guys start talking about seeing different lights mm-hmm. and stuff, doing weird things. So they don't go in straight lines like you would expect from a satellite or a shooting star.
You're talking about in the sky?
In the sky, yeah.
Okay.
But some people talk about seeing lights come out of the water
yep.
and then go in various different directions before they just take off in a blink of an eye. And lo and behold, actually last night, there was some sightings off the coast of lights over the ocean. And so there's a few videos on there if you search like San Diego.
Is this UFO. On the news?
It was on the news, yeah.
Wow. I saw that.
And so they said that it was like a military flare or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
San Diego being a Navy town, mm-hmm. you know, you always get the, oh, it's a military exercise or something like that.
Crazy stuff. But you never saw anything on the coast.
I never saw it. And then a Navy pilot actually just like a few years ago, they released video and it's like sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
This video of this weird craft that he saw. I want to say it's like a tic-tac craft, they call it.
Yep.
And it would go from the water to like 20,000 feet and it would go in various different directions, kind of like in a blink of an eye
yeah.
sort of thing. And so it kind of lines up with some of the stories you hear from people out there. And, you know, you're on a fishing boat and they don't really attract the most desirable people. So you kind of got to take your stories with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, man. But yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, you know, you can easily discount a lot of this as just crazy yeah. people. But at the end of the day, like, you know, people have seen things. When the Pentagon released that yeah. Navy video, that was a game changer.
For sure.
We're talking about aircraft cameras or government aircraft cameras that spotted something. What do they call them now? Unidentified
UAPs
or something.
Yeah.
And this UAP is, the Pentagon said they released this video and they're like, we have no idea what this is. And you can see it going in and out of the water. And this is like the third or fourth time that there's been footage like this. Mm-hmm. In fact, there is going to be a documentary that's finally going to come out called Moment of Contact. Check it out. On Amazon Prime, October 18th. So supposedly in like the early 90s, an alien landed in Brazil in the back of a school. Hmm. In like 30 to 40 school-age kids saw this spacecraft and saw a creature coming out of it. And every single one of them has described it exactly the same. All their stories online. The government has tried to cover this up, and they've not been able to talk to the media also because, like, they're afraid of the government. And finally, I guess something happened, and then somebody started poking through that hole, and they started interviewing some of these kids, and they put together a documentary. You going to check it out?
I'm going to check it out. I'm more suspicious that the Pentagon released that video.
For a reason, right?
Yeah, like they were hiding something else. Oh. They're like, everybody look at this. Look what we've got here. This is crazy. While they were doing something else.
Yeah. Great, great timing.
Yeah.
I got a story if you guys don't mind. I'd like to share it with you. This is a skeptic story.
Got it.
So I have to have proof or I don't believe myself. So the story started in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii. The year was 1989. I lived in Kaneohe, Honolulu.
Very
Beautiful nice. Place. We lived on base, literally two blocks away from the Pacific Ocean. It was a straight fall off. Like, there's nothing else after that. Crazy. It was very beautiful. So one night, and obviously we didn't sleep with ACs. Like, we slept with the windows open because of the coastal breeze, and it was always nice and beautiful out there. So one night, 8-year-old Gunner gets awoken by something, like at 3 a.m. And I, for some reason, walk to the window, and I see this like pitch black, like it was darker than the sky, pitch black triangle shaped object floating over. We had like a field, and then it was ocean and mountain. It was just floating over the field, and it was giving off this slight white haze, like underneath, like it was almost, it was barely glowing, but it was glowing enough to recognize it. And I stared at that thing for a while, and I was like, what is that? But living on the base, you helicopters, jets, anything you can think of that can go into the air, you see almost on a daily basis. But this I had never seen before. And I was so mesmerized, and I watched this thing literally float off, almost like like it was searching for something, up the side of the mountain. You can see the light cascading on the crevices of the mountain as it went up, and it just disappeared immediately once it went over the mountain. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Told my parents about it the next day. My dad said the same thing. Military, it was probably a plane or something. But
did it make a sound?
Made no sound. Wow. All you heard was the waves crashing from the ocean, because that's how beautiful it was, flex. And to this day, like, I still don't know what I saw. Do I want to believe it was an alien aircraft? Yes, but, you know, without evidence, it's just some crazy 8-year-old story, huh?
So was it just a glow, or was there a number of lights?
It was a straight glow. Like, the only thing I could describe it now would be like LEDs now. Like, instead of like what replicate like a neon around a sign or something, mm-hmm. but like an LED strip, where it wasn't like super vibrant, but you could tell the shape of this thing. And it was all the way around. It didn't do anything else. And it looked like it was, like I said, searching for something underneath. So nobody, I mean, we didn't make much of it. Fast forward a few years, we moved to Arizona, Yuma, Arizona. My dad goes to the Gulf War and the first Desert Storm. he was in the Marines, and it's just 9-year-old Gunner and my family, my mom, my brother, and sister. And we had a 2-story house on base, and for some reason, I was having these crazy night terrors. My mom did not know what to do. I would wake up screaming, wake up crying, and I was just in fear of something. I didn't know what. And then one day, I just started having these weird dreams about these things that I saw. And at the time, I think what was the name of the show? It was a show in the 80s.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries. Unsolved Mysteries was a big show. Mm-hmm. And I remember we watched it as a family one night, and there was a segment about an unsolved mystery about aliens. And literally, when I saw that thing, I was like, Mom, that is what I keep dreaming about, these little gray creatures. And she was like freaking out, but she was like, it's aliens. Just, you know, you're watching too much TV, which I, you know, I can agree to. Yeah, I was watching a lot of TV at the time. So I started having these weird terrors, night terrors, so bad that I would have to fall asleep. Like, I don't care if I catch flack for this. I was 9 years old. I would have to fall asleep with my little brother and hold his hand because I was afraid that they were going to take him at night. So for like months, he would sleep with me in my bed. He was like 5. I'd hold his hand. I was just terrified. Something happened. He started sleeping in his own room again. I calmed down. But this is where the creepy stuff starts happening. My mom, 3 a.m, hears the doorbell one day. Goat runs downstairs, 2-story house, looks through the peephole, like, why is somebody ringing our doorbell at 3 a.m? My dad's not there, obviously. And it's me standing on the porch asleep. And so she freaks out. You know, I was sleepwalking. I walked down the stairs and somehow managed to go, 9-year-old Gunner managed to go outside, and who knows what I did out there. So she was a little freaked out. Fast forward a few months later, happens again. Ding dong, runs downstairs. She knows what she's about to see, and sure enough, it's me standing in the front door at night. So she started putting a chair in front of my door to make sure that I didn't do it again, or if I did do it, she would hear me. Weird story. I don't know if it's true or not. She said it happened again. Chair was still upright. I was on the porch asleep, or sleep standing. So we never looked into that. We just assumed that I had sleepwalking issues or whatever. Never happened again. We moved to Texas. nightmares follow me. My mom actually takes me to a priest. He gives her a prayer to do over me every night to make sure that I didn't have these nightmares. I think it was psychological. I knew I was getting prayed over, so the nightmares disappear, coincidentally. Or maybe the work of
the work of the Lord.
The work of the Lord. Night terrors stop, right? Fast forward 30 years, and I'm an old man, and I got little niños and niñas of my own. My daughter starts experiencing these night terrors, 4 years old, screaming at night, just waking up, running to our bedroom. We don't know why, and it happens almost every night the same time, like 3-ish in the morning, whatever. She just freaks out, screams. So I was like, dude, she has like the same night terrors that I do. But then me and my wife watched this documentary around the same time my daughter's experiencing this, about these guys who think that the aliens basically follow you. Like if they find you, they follow you.
Because
like
they have your DNA and stuff.
They have your DNA or something. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, maybe
there's a tracker in you.
Something. So maybe that one night in Hawaii, you know, I was a prime piece of meat.
It was looking for you.
It was looking for me. And now, unfortunately, it's going after my daughter, who's in jiu-jitsu. So I want to see you try, E.T. So we were kind of curious, like, why is she screaming at night or whatever? And we saw this documentary. I was like, dude, if this is real, if something did visit me and continues to visit me and haunt me, maybe they're visiting my daughter too and she's freaking out. It's just a theory. So we put a camera in her room because these were coming very, very often and frequent. And wouldn't you know it, we put a camera in her room in November and she stopped having night terrors for three whole months. And then one night she runs to our bedroom screaming and we let her sleep with us. The next morning I look at the camera alerts and I get a motion alert. Look at the motion alert and it's her getting out of bed crying. Okay. But then an hour later I get an audio alert from her room. An audio alert is only triggered by external audio. Something in that room was loud enough for the microphone to pick up. Correct?
Yeah.
I had goosebumps on top of goosebumps when I listened to this audio. Like, I immediately called my wife and I was like, dude, something happened last night. Okay? And I'm gonna get to that. But I'm going to play this audio for you guys. It's video and audio. I don't know if I'll be able to share it with the podcast people, but I'm going to break it down for you. Thank you. So this is my daughter getting out of her bed, going to her bedroom at 3 a.m. And notice she's looking down the hall. Hall, dude, which freaks me out. Yeah, there's another video that I forgot to include in this where she gets up 10 minutes before and she looks out the window and she's just like stunned. And she does, I should have included it. I'm sorry I didn't. And she goes back to bed and then she gets up and she's walking to her bedroom, but she stares in the hallway first. And what you're about to hear is undoctored audio. This is okay. So that was undoctored. That's what the camera picked up. It sounds really rough through these headphones, but you can kind of make out like almost like a groan or a voice, like a really weird thing. I'm about to play some enhanced audio. We increased it. Not that. It's coming up. Like almost hear somebody talking at the end there. And then another weird thing, just today, I've never enhanced this because I've always just like, the skeptic in me is like, let's move on. She's okay now. But me and Shelby were looking at this video today and we noticed something. So this audio happens 10 minutes after she leaves the room. We noticed something coming from, flying up from her bed. Oh, I hate saying this word. An orb that flies up. Me and my wife are freaked out. We didn't know what to make of it. She got her holy water from San Juan. And we're watching the news that night. That night. You can Google this. So this was 4 or 5 in the morning. That night, 10 p.m., we're watching Ken's 5. And one of the headlines is, number of San Antonio residents claim to see UFOs flying over San Antonio at 2 or 3 in the morning. And the segment basically talks about the same time that this noise is happening in my daughter's room. And I don't even remember how many people claimed that they had seen something flying over San Antonio the night before. Mm. Creepy stuff, man. Yeah. But since then, nothing's happened. So I don't mind sharing this story. I got the blessing from my wife. I haven't seen anything since. She's been perfectly fine, except for her fear of mice. Every winter, for some reason, a mouse would come hang out in our house, and she just freaks out. So then I got to inhumanely take care of that for her just to prove a point, and she's much happier after that. But other than that, man, we've been pretty good. Anyways, but yeah, thank you for letting me share that story with you guys.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. All right, we have one more batch of survey results from Sherry. Take it away, Sherry.
Question 3. Have you had a supernatural encounter or unexplainable experience? Or do you have a secondhand story to tell? So a little over half of our people said, nope, no story. And the other 45% of people said, yes, they have a story. Or maybe they have a story, but they just don't want to tell it on air.
Thank you. What are some other conspiracy theories you guys enjoy talking about?
The Denver airport.
What's the Denver airport? I've never heard this theory.
So basically, it's a creepy airport to begin with.
Yeah, but I've been there. I stopped over there like a year ago.
So you know when you're driving in.
Devil's Sanctuary. It's built on top of something. So it's like maybe your Indian burial ground and then like tunnels, but then also like buildings, like underground.
Wow.
We don't know if it's like houses. People think that it's like for the wealthy, like when the apocalypse happens, that they're just going to like fly to Denver. Also, it's like unusually large, like it's way larger than it needs to be, and it's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow,
like,
is this gargoyle?
Yeah, oh, there's gargoyles everywhere.
Yeah, when you're driving in, you have that big blue horse with the red eyes.
Uh-huh.
So that was actually carved by some artist in El Paso, and right when he completed it, it fell on him and killed him.
Yeah,
wow. And they still decided to put it up like a month later, and so it just looks really creepy. And then if you go inside the airport, there's a bunch of weird pictures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like murals of like.
I don't remember seeing Army weird pictures.
Gas
but
masks.
They've covered up some of the good ones that like were creepy. But yeah, so there's a bunch of like Freemason things there.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bunch of underground tunnels. And the airport was built, I think, like 15 years after the previous airport was built.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was relatively soon, and it went tremendously over budget. There's a bunch of tunnels that aren't
$2 billion over budget, like yeah. Something like that. Like,
is this insane. An actual painting? The yes. Lizard people's
yeah.
Lair?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like this creepy wow. Army guy, and then there's like war and children. Like there, so there's like a line of women holding children back there looking and miserable.
That is crazy. I've never heard of this before.
Why would you put that on a wall?
And they're like German-looking soldiers.
Yeah, that's
wow, if I would have known this, I would have definitely sought it out when I was there and taking a picture. But that horse is really intense looking. Wow.
And I also want to say the royal family has a ton of land just right next to it, too. And like a ton of celebrities have like hangars or property right outside the airport.
There's not much that blows my mind, but this is blowing my mind.
So like even a skeptical person can't like look at that and say like, yeah, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing normal about it.
Yeah, why would the royal family need property in Denver?
In Denver, so they think that there's bunkers built into the mountains around
I believe
Denver.
That 135%.
Yeah.
I've heard similar things about the mountains having these shelters for the wealthy or the elites, whenever. Dude, this is crazy. I'm going to look more into this. I thank you guys for sharing that, man.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. The Illuminati, real or not?
Illuminati's real.
Yeah, for real.
Like the Freemasons, all that stuff.
I don't even know what the Illuminati is. Supposedly, it's a secret society that controls all.
Right? So Freemasons go like way, way, way back, right? Obviously, Masonry. And then there's this guy, and I just watched the documentary, so I'm not going to be like a good source because I have a terrible memory, but this guy, and I'm suspect of the documentary because it makes it seem like, oh, he just like popped out. Like it wasn't that long ago, like yeah. Modern day, like I want to say it was like in the 50s or something. Like it wasn't that long ago. But the thing about the Illuminati is not like they've been around forever, like with the all seeing eye and all that stuff. And that they're like pulling the strings of everything,
shadow government,
celebrities, yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks being in the movie about
The Da Vinci Code,
yeah, was good enough for me. If Tom Hanks can be in that movie, I'll believe it.
So what celebrities do you guys think are part of the Illuminati?
I think a lot of them, like, I mean, not to go too far down the rabbit hole, but the whole Jeffrey Epstein case and all that stuff.
All of them.
It's kind of hard.
I can list the ones that aren't in it, like Kevin Sorbo and like...
Oh, the truth seekers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people say Katy Perry's song Dark Horse is evil. Like her acceptance into the Illuminati.
No devil.
And they...
This is going...
so many of them that are like admitting like... Like, they joke about it. They're all like, ha, 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 oh, sold my soul to the devil. Ha, ha. And it's like, you're laughing, but I think that you did. Like,
DMX has a crazy
interview. Oh, yeah, Damien.
Yeah.
Damien. That's for YouTube. The old heads out there, man.
DMX, RIP.
People are probably going to come at me for, like, hating on Beyonce. She, like, thinks that she thinks she's possessed by a mermaid god or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Like, there's, like, a whole... documentary or she did something and I'm like
settle down, sweetheart.
I'm just gonna say it. Beyonce hasn't released anything good since she was in Destiny's Child,
and that is not a conspiracy theory.
That's just fact.
Straight fact. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have we got a treat for you. Special guest podcast producer Shelby Mueller has a story for us. Come on, Shelby, tell us your story.
Hi. So I submitted my story through the questionnaire. And so when I was 16, I spent the night at my friend's house. It was a soccer sleepover of about, I don't know, 15 people or so. And I've never liked scary movies, especially demonic movies. I'm a scaredy cat when it comes to that. And so, of course, everyone wanted to watch the movie Insidious. And I didn't want to watch it, but I would have been the only one. So I would have just sat somewhere by myself for 2 hours. So I was reluctant and forcefully had to watch it. And I did. And it was terrible. I had a very bad time. And then that night, we all go to sleep at one point, and I'm sleeping on a second level cot, like it was a bunk bed cot, and I'm zipped up in a sleeping bag, and whatever, we go to sleep. I wake up around 7 a.m., and my calf is burning. Like, it felt like I had cut it on something, and I had no idea why, so I unzipped my sleeping bag, and it looked like I got bit by a vampire. Like, it looked like a human or something of that manner just took a, like, I didn't have a chunk missing, but... clearly just like took a bite out of my juicy calf. And so I was so confused and I woke up and everyone's sleeping. I'm a very light sleeper too. So there's no way someone just like randomly unzipped my suitcase or not my suitcase, unzipped my sleeping bag and like bit me and then zipped me back up. Like there's no way. And I was also on the second level, the top bunk. Then I came home and I showed my mom and she's not into that stuff either, but she literally just stared at me and my stomach dropped because I knew that was a bad sign. And she just said, hey, you shouldn't watch this anymore. And so whenever Rachel and Jessica were on the podcast 2 years ago, I told them my story and I said, hey, is this what I think it was? Because this sounds crazy, but I assumed I got bit by something paranormal. And they said yes, or they think yes. So. Yes. Like your suspicion would be yes. And I'm thinking it's one of those things where you just, if you open your mind up to it, and I feel like I was just like the weakest link because I reluctantly didn't want to watch the movie anyways. And so I feel like it was just testing the waters. And so I've truly not watched a demonic movie since then. And that's been over 10 years ago.
That's terrifying. That's
good philosophy, never to watch another scary movie.
Yeah. Like I like suspenseful and thriller, but yeah. Demonic, I will not be there. Yeah. So
was it like a full-blown bite or was it like two puncture marks? Or?
It looked like a full-blown bite. I have a picture on my first computer, but I haven't found it yet. But if I do, I will post a picture. But it looked like a vampire had bitten me, but like in the sense of like all the way around.
Like could the vampire be identified through dental records kind of bite? Like you could see like its entire like bite mark?
Yeah, you could see some bite marks, but it didn't look like fully human though. Mm-hmm. It was weird. I'd also like to add that the house I stayed at was my best friend's for 10 years. So I had been going to this person's house for 10 years. So I should not have been haunted by it. And I did not feel scared.
That's crazy.
It was. And it was like the size of a human bite. Like it wasn't really small. It didn't look like a dog bite. Well, that's my story. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. So Sherry is going to read the other stories submitted.
So all of the stories submitted were of the paranormal variety. We didn't have anybody claim to see a mystical creature in the forest or a UFO or in Cuero or anywhere like that. Aside from our guests that we have here today, of course. But we did have some submit about a ghost that inhabited an office building in Gonzales, and he would turn the lights on and off, close the doors, open and close doors, and the yard man quit because he felt like the house was watching him. Another one is about a couple when they were newly married staying at the mother-in-law's house, and the young bride was telling her that she saw a lady in white by the foot of her bed and was hearing whispers in her ear that would wake her up. And the mother-in-law said, well, she better get out of here. And the next morning, the young husband woke up with scratches down his back and felt like he'd been run over by a truck, and nobody was able to explain how those got there.
Spooky.
This one submitted classic said secondhand that some close family members have experienced different things, such as seeing a top hat floating outside in the dead of night, floating as if it was on someone's head and they were walking around.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Another one saw some people-shaped shadows on the TV after the VHS tape was pulled from the player, and it was during the white static, and there was this terrible noise, and the people tried to talk to them from the television screen, which I've seen Poltergeist, and that's exactly what happened there. So,
thank you for reading those stories, Sherry. AJ, you got any other stories, man?
I got one short one.
Okay.
No, so, like, I've only been touched by an angel twice. The first time was when I met my wife.
I like the way that this story started.
Adorable.
And, thank you. No, and then the second time was my godmother had passed away from breast cancer. And way to bring it back down. She passed away from breast cancer, and like a week had gone by. We had gone through the funeral and everything. And randomly, like, I'm coming back from class or something, a day class or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my cell phone starts ringing, and it's from her cell phone. And so I'm kind of just freaked out. So I answer it, and there's just, like, nothing there. Just static. Like, it wasn't, like, a pocket dial or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Tony, her husband, and was like, hey, I just got a call from Vicky's cell phone. And he's like, oh, like, that's just in her box of belongings. Like, it died, like, months ago.
Wow.
And so, like, I just felt like that was her way of reaching out to me.
Aww.
And just one last, like, goodbye kind of thing.
Great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought it down, but you brought it back up, dude.
I tried, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Well, so, like, ghost-wise, how I said earlier, like, I don't necessarily believe that, like, a ghost is just going to, like, you're just going to die and, like, haunt that spot. But I do kind of believe, like, what you're saying, like, that for, like, a moment, there's a time where, like, maybe that spirit could just be around.
They get one phone call.
Before they go to an eternal prison.
Yeah. Well, no.
You got one call. Prison? Make it quick. I want to call AJ.
Hey, Siri. No, so my father-in-law passed away, and the youngest child is 3, so we didn't really have a conversation with him about death. Or like, we're just like, Buelo's not coming back. Like, but we didn't even tell him that either. Like, we told our older two, like, Buelo passed away. We were outside. My 3-year-old wasn't anywhere near them. And so I came inside, and I feel like Abraham had just come home or something, and he had told the kids outside. So we go inside, the kids come in, everyone's there. Nobody had said anything to Luke, the little one, and just randomly, he was just like, Buelo died. And I was like, huh? He was just like, yeah, Buelo, he's so funny. So funny. And he just kind of giggles, but he's looking in my kitchen at the dining room table where Buelo always sat and drank his coffee. And so he's just kind of like looking over, and he's like, Buelo's so funny. And then that's it. Wow. Never happened again.
But, man, you guys have some great, great stories. One final question. People who, you would say, like, you're in the middle, right?
I would say so.
Yeah. How do you feel about people who have opposite opinions on anything that you believe in or don't believe in?
I am just open to anyone's opinion. If you got a side of the story to tell, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, because that helps me shape my opinion.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me one way or the other. If someone agrees, disagrees, sees something different, I like to hear it all.
What about your perceptions? And, like, if you do believe in aliens, do you care what kind of perception you put off by that? Or think it's more acceptable now.
I think it's more acceptable now.
Yeah.
I think people are a lot more open to the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say growing up, if I were to talk about it, you would kind of get like a that kid's weird sort of vibe from people.
What about you, Rachel? How do you feel about people with opposite opinions or your perception of how you may...
Same. Like, I'm very open to... So I don't believe every single thing that I hear, but I just love conspiracy theories. Like,
yeah,
I'll listen to anybody and everything. So even if you're, like, not a conspiracy theorist and you have, like, hard, cold facts and you want to tell me all about why the Earth is round... I'm not a flat earther, by the way, but, like, like, tell me. I'll listen. But I do think that there's this... So, like, for non-believers, there's this sense of, like, well, you know, like, today's culture, like cancel culture, like, they want to shut you down. Like, if you believe in anything, it's just, like, weird. Like, even if you don't, like, I don't 100% believe in the Megalodon, but, like, who's to say that there's not a giant shark out there or giant squid or giant something because the ocean is unexplored. It doesn't have to be Megalodon. We use that word interchangeably. So there's this guy on TikTok, and he's called Shark Wahlberg.
Shark Wahlberg.
Is his channel or his whatever. And so he does TikToks about, and basically he's just tracking sharks, right?
Yeah.
And he'll comment every now and he'll be like, ooh, is it the Megalodon? He just brings it up and he'll, because like the pings will disappear like in the middle of the ocean. Like sharks are always along the shore. Every now and then they go to the deep, deep blue and then they don't come back. And so he's just making comments of like, oh, that's suspicious. Like he gets like cancel culture attacks him all the time. He's constantly like posting videos like, sorry guys, I offended somebody. I'm about to get kicked off TikTok. And the comments are like crazy. They're like, this is misinformation. And they get real violent. So like, I don't have, like, if you're on the other side of the spectrum of like non-believing, that's fine. Like I'll talk to you. Like I'm like a hippie person. Like I'm very peaceful, fun loving. I don't like people to be mad at me, like non-confrontational. So like I'll listen to it all day long, but I like, that's my opinion behind the scenes is like, I think that the other end of the spectrum is very like, I don't know, like judgy or cancel-y or something. Like they get way too offended about ridiculous things. Like saying Bigfoot's out there and they're like, ugh, I can't be your friend. I believe in Bigfoot.
I want to meet these people. Most of the people
out there. I mean, either that or it's like a bot.
Are they in Quero?
No.
Oh, that's
probably what it is. Quero believes in the Chupacabra.
Hey, Quero, I'm just kidding with you guys. Just keep your hate mail on your desk. I don't
it's
need
a very
it.
Peaceful place.
I'm just kidding. I used to play Quero in football all the time. I know all about Quero.
Did we win, though?
No, not in those days.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Carn City Badgers, baby. But yeah, man, I appreciate both of you guys coming on the show, sharing your stories with us. Like I said in the very beginning to our listeners, it's up to you.
Don't cancel us.
Don't cancel us to decide to believe or not. It's all pure entertainment and fun. You have any parting words, AJ?
I would say, you know, we've been wrong before. Society as a whole has, you know, at one point everyone thought that the world was flat.
Yeah, some people still do.
And now we're back at it. We're back at it.
It's a new battle.
You know, people thought that the Earth was the center of the solar system.
Yep.
And, you know, there's just science, time, and stories that can prove us otherwise. So
and
just
I think
keep an open mind.
For sure. I think that's where I think we talked about in the very beginning, where the open-mindedness and the curiosity comes into play. Like, we got to keep exploring.
Yeah,
absolutely. Make sure that we cover all our bases. What about you, Rachel? Any parting words?
So I'm just going to quote that comedian. I think his name is like Ron Funches or something like that.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
Funches.
Ron Funches.
That sounds right.
He's from Refrigerio, I think.
Okay, so you know who I'm talking about, where he's just like, you don't believe in any conspiracy?
No,
like,
none. I was just kidding.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
See, I'm very gullible.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so like his whole thing is like, you don't believe in any conspiracy theories, like none, like zero. You think that the government's just batting 1,000 and telling us the whole truth. So like, that's where I'm going to leave it. Like the comedian.
Think for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how is that possible?
For sure. Thank you guys for coming on to the Unplugged Podcast. I hope you guys had a great time. We shared some laughs. We shared some spookiness. I think some of us might have to go to church after this. We'll see.
Sure.
But thank you guys. And thank you for listening, all you GBEC staff members out there. Until next time, look to the skies.
If you enjoyed listening to this episode or have ideas on how we can make this podcast more interesting, just email gvecunplugged@gvec.org with your feedback. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, or Overcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.